This week's Linux Daily is brought to you by the Golden Group and the event they produce, ISPCon. The event is being held April the 14th through 16th. Check it out at ispcon.com. Also, IDG World Events. And there are two events, the Linux World Conference and Expo and Macworld. Also, Linux Journal, linuxquestions.org, linuxtoday.com, and Fuse, F-Y-U-Z-E.com. But most of all, we'd like to thank you, the listeners, who throw a few dollars in our tip jar. It takes us a couple hours a day to produce this show. If you like what we do, think of it as a 25-cent per day investment. That works out to a mere $100 per year to subscribe for our show. So, is 25 cents a day too much to ask for a couple of hours of our time? And now, on with our show. Welcome to the Linux Daily for April the 22nd. That's a Thursday, 2004. This is Jeff Gerhardt for the staff of the Linux Daily. I want to welcome you to today's show. This is going to be a short show because I want to give you a little bit of time to react. There's only going to be two stories that I'm going to discuss today. The first is SCO, and in particular, Baystar. After a week's hiatus of saying basically nothing about the SCO situation, Baystar came out from under the wraps late yesterday afternoon and made some comments about the SCO situation. They're starting to percolate out into the news, and it motivated me to follow up with a phone call to Baystar to attempt to get additional information. Very interesting here. Baystar, again, after a week of silence, is starting to formulate their position more solidly to respond to SCO's refusal to cash in their certificates. Baystar is stating today that they believe that SCO's company is on the wrong course, and therefore they would like to cash in those certificates. And in particular, SCO's company, from a management standpoint, is in serious trouble. Baystar is recommending that the board of directors dump all senior management and that SCO, as a company, completely step away from the Unix operating system business. Now, let's make sure you understand this. They're not suggesting that SCO cease and desist from their lawsuit. On the contrary, they think that SCO should become a 100% litigation company, but because of the spewing of the SCO management, it has been next to impossible for the legal team to continue to fight the battles, with the rhetoric continuing to pour forth from the management team of SCO. The company, in the opinion of Baystar, has no future as an operating system or software-based company. It only has one option to stay in business, and that is to become a litigation company 100%. No ifs, no ands, no buts. For us in the Linux community, this is actually good news because this shows that our assumptions about SCO were correct, that even their allies are pointing at them and saying that they're a company that has no business plan, a company that has no future other than as a litigation entity. That's good news, folks. The house of cards is indeed about to fall. And now on to the more important story of the day, folks. This is serious, and I'm going to ask you at the conclusion of this to take a little effort and to respond and to pass the word on to your friends and associates. In light of all the news that we've seen during the course of the last week in conjunction with the SCO story, in terms of S2 admitting that they've been in contact with Microsoft, and every day the news about the relationship between the upper management of Microsoft and the upper management of Baystar and their funding of SCO, it becomes more and more apparent on a daily basis. Microsoft is up to their old antitrust antics. Now today, on the heels of two settlements over the course of the last few weeks, to the tune of $2.25 billion to get them out of antitrust hot water in the United States, Microsoft has come forward and made a concession to the courts. This concession is, in the opinion of someone from the Linux community, a joke. It's actually offensive. Microsoft is going to allow competitors, theoretical rivals, the opportunity to buy access to some of their source code. Now, they had already offered an opportunity for some of their rivals to buy access to some of their source code, but the window of opportunity available to those competitors was extremely short. Microsoft is already in the development of Longhorn, and it is imperative that if somebody's going to have any opportunity to make this offer legitimate, it has to be for an extended period of years. But mind you, the key fundamental issue here is you have to buy the access from Microsoft. In other words, Microsoft is making a quote-unquote concession by creating another profit center for Microsoft. They're admitting that they behaved into antitrust behavior, and the reward for that antitrust behavior is for them to collect funds from their rivals. This is outrageous. This is not a settlement. This is further abuse of the software development industry. This cannot go on. This is turning into a joke. Microsoft is being allowed to get away with illegal and unethical behaviors with absolutely no punishment. So it's time for you to take a little bit of action. So for your convenience, I'm going to remind you of a couple of websites. The first is www.house.gov, and this is the website to the United States House of Representatives. There is a link on that website called Member Information. It will allow you to search on who the representatives are for your district, and once you have identified who your representative is, you can pull up information about that representative, their address in Washington, D.C., along with their phone number. Look up your representative and call them today. Don't wait. Call them today. If you call their phone number and discover that your representative is not in, ask them if they are available at their local offices in their state. If they say they are, then get the phone number and call them there. While you're at it, go to www.senate.gov and follow the same procedure to call both of your senators and ask them to use their influence to put pressure on the SEC to begin an investigation of Microsoft for illegal antitrust behaviors. Enough is enough. They're getting away with it again. Nobody's calling them on it. I'm seeing a story covering this on Reuters where it actually appears that Microsoft is being benevolent and being observant to the law. Let's call a joke when it is a joke, and let's do something before Microsoft gets too far on this. That's it for today. I want you to take the remainder of the time that you might have been listening to the show and go to your government representatives' websites and do something about it. Tell them about what's going on in Europe. Tell them about what's going on in Japan, and that in literally every other country on the planet, Microsoft is being found guilty of antitrust. It is time for our own government to wake up and realize the damage that Microsoft is doing to the IT industry.
You have been listening to a pre-recorded edition of the Linux Daily. If you'd like to participate, email us at staff@geekcast.com. And if you enjoy what we do, please feel free to check out our website, support our sponsors, as well as click on the PayPal button, throw us a few bucks. Catch you tomorrow.